By now, you've read internet reports, Scared Monkeys, Blink on Crime, AP, Fox News, you name it, regarding the discovery of Zara Baker's body or remains. It's a sad case for sure. According to the Associated Press, police were confident a freckled-faced, disabled 10-year-old girl was killed, but the mystery of how she died deepened when police said a set of remains were uncovered 5 miles away from where one of her bones were found. The bone discovered in some brush alongside Zara Baker's prosthetic leg was discovered in an area where the family lived until mid-September. Zara's stepmother, Elsie Baker, is currently in jail charged with trying to throw off investigators with a bogus ransom note. Her father, Adam Baker, has been arrested on charges unrelated to the girl's disappearance and is free on bail. Recently, Elsa Baker began cooperating with police and led them to the area where the remains of the bone were found, though she has not been charged in the death. One of the investigators, Police Chief Ton Atkins, said, "I've been dreading this moment from early on in the investigation." He also explained that investigators matched the bone with the child's DNA and that they had recovered enough physical evidence to think they have found the girl. Soon after the girl was reported missing, investigators cast doubt on accounts given by her father and stepmother. It'll be interesting to see, and of course we'll be following this case until its conclusion to see exactly what happened, but it doesn't take much to put two and two together. Unfortunately, two and two in this case doesn't mean four. It means that we have another dead little girl. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.